This is the Kenzie. Last name is Mackenzie. First name is Gregory. Date of visit is August 1, 2023. Next, the patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury. First time, it was in 2004 in Iraq. First time, the patient had a crash in a Humvee. Humvee. First type of patient was in a turret position. Turret. First type of patient tells me that he hit the head against metal parts of the truck. First type of patient tells me that he immediately lost consciousness. First type of patient was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. First type, when he woke up, a common patient feel dizzy and lightheadedness, severe head and neck pain. First type of patient also having difficulty with memory for the rest of the day. First type of patient was not able to concentrate and focus after the injury. First type of patient also tells me that he was near multiple close mortar, M-O-R-T-A-R, explosions. First type of patient also was in near multiple IED explosion and blasts. Each of these explosion and blasts caused him to have headaches. First type of patient also feel confused and disoriented every time there's an explosion. First type, next paragraph. Since the incident, the time of patient has poor coordination, poor concentration, time having difficulty staying on task and making decisions. First type, patient with occasional nausea and chronic severe headaches. First off, has frequent issues with conversation, time of forgetting what he said or what other people say on a certain subject. First off, patient get frequent complaint from the wife and the co-workers that he asks the same questions over and over again. First off, a patient will forget his task duties. First off, a patient's difficulty to use GPS at times. First up, patient is currently taking Excedrin migraines for the headaches. First up, patient also taking ibuprofen. First up, Ms. Greber. Next paragraph. Patient currently is working as an electrician. First up, he tells me that he has difficulty to remember his task duties as an electrician because he has poor memory. First up, the patient also has severe headaches. First up, is affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up, a patient also has dizziness, which also affects him to work as an electrician. First up, the next paragraph. MoCA examination, patients missed three on delay recall. First up, next number. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in 2004 in Iraq. A comma patient had a crash in a Humvee, Humvee. First type of patient was in a turret, turret position. First type of patient fell and hit the head. First type of patient hit the metal parts, a metal object inside in the truck. First type of patient an instant loss of consciousness. First type of patient tells me when he woke up, a comma patient has confusion, disorientation, severe headaches. And also cognitive deficits and memory deficits for the rest of the day. First type of patient tells me since then he has significant head pain and neck pain. First type of patient has poor coordination, poor concentration, nausea, severe headaches on almost everyday basis. The first type of patient also has significant cognitive deficits. At first time on MoCA examination, MOCA, common patient delay recall. Patient missed three out of the five on delay recall. First up, patient's difficulty to work as an electrician because of poor memory and his ability to remember task duties. So first up, it is my opinion that he sustained traumatic brain injury, the chronic headaches, nausea, poor memory, cognitive deficits, poor concentration, poor coordination, these are all common signs and symptoms suggest that common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury for status quo unification.